that little three-letter word in verse 4, but. The contrast to God marking iniquity, there is forgiveness with thee. That word forgiveness means the complete releasing from any culpability or condemnation, any curse that sin might bring upon us, released. It's the word for being justified. You can't separate being justified before God and forgiveness. Where he has forgiven, there is justification. And where there's justification, he has forgiven. There is forgiveness, but notice, with thee, it's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in the doctrine. Some people feel like, well, if I just learn the right doctrine, then I can have some hope of salvation. It is true, you can't come to Christ apart from right doctrine. The word doctrine means teaching. But you could have all the doctrine straight in your mind, if you will. But forgiveness is in the person. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Again, it comes back to his sovereignty there in verse 2, that L-O-R-D. That there is mercy, but who has it? There's forgiveness, but who has it? It's in his hand. It's not in ours, it's in his hand. Such is the glory and majesty of God in the flesh. And it was hidden from these, but there were times when the Lord manifested it. And here's one of them, where they were not even able to stand in his presence. They fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? I'd have to be pretty bold to repeat the same thing again. But the Lord had already made his point, because they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered, I have told you that I am. This is the same language that we find early on when they question our Lord as to whether he was who he said he was. And he told them, if you do not believe that I am, you shall die in your sins. People ask that, well, do you have to believe that Christ is God to believe in Christ? Absolutely. Do you have to believe that he's sovereign? Absolutely. He wouldn't be God otherwise. The point is that where faith is given, there is a rest in who he is. I am. He is the I am. That's why I said, I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of life. Every picture, prophecy, and promise in the Old Testament is fulfilled in him. And he said, if therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. There's so much in here by way of substitution where the Lord says, seek me, these go free. He's speaking there of his disciples. That the saying might be fulfilled which he gave, of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Our Lord is not interceding here for the entire world. He said in John 17, I pray not for the world, but for those that thou hast given me. So here, again, he repeats it. And it's clear that their keeping is going to be of him, that of those that the Father gave him, he says, gavest me, have I lost none. Christ was established as the sin bearer. That's what it means when it says he was made sin. The curse of the sin of the people that God purposed to save in him was laid on him. Let's use scriptural language. That's what it says in Isaiah. Laid on him. He didn't die because he was personally guilty of any sin. He died for the sin of his people. That's how he was made sin. He was made the sin offering, that we might be made in him the righteousness of God. Now, righteousness is not something inherent. So it's not, there's not infusing in Christ sin so that we can have righteousness infused in us. No. When it's talking about that we might be made or become the righteousness of God in him, is talking about that righteousness imputed, whereby God now, upon completion of Christ's death, looks upon those for whom he died and declares them righteous. It's not that we become inherently righteous, but that's what these are saying. They're saying that when the Spirit is given to these for whom Christ died, they actually become like Christ. And I've asked him, I said, when have you ever been like Christ in your thinking? When have you ever loved Christ perfectly? Because they say we're given a sinless nature. There again is the furtherance of the blasphemy that somehow we're made sinless and Christ is made sinful. How backward can you get? It's never been the case. The sinless perfection, dear friends, is in Christ. It's in his being.